complicated because with the financial cuts that came in, it's really hard for people to find support for doing their work. And so in a lot of ways, in some of the projects, I think I sympathize with people who are taking funding because that's always a struggle with finding ways to do work. So that said, I also think that the Cultural Olympiad and the way in which it's been set up is a way of bringing artists into legitimizing the Olympics in a particular type of a way, and an integral part in the branding of the city of Vancouver as a creative city, which is going to, switch kind of the creative atmosphere more towards a market-based creative atmosphere versus the sort of artist-run center community, which has just been gutted. So there's two levels, there's the gutting of the artist-run culture and a lack of funding that requires people to kind of use Cultural Olympiad money, but there's also the way in which that ties creative work in the city into, a particular political project that most of us are ethically kind of stand against, and so it's complicated, but it's both something that I sympathize with people for, but also sort of a dangerous move in, creatively and sort of quelching criticality in the community.
Vivo didn't take Cultural Olympiad money. And so how is the programming at Vivo during the Olympics going to reflect that?
The idea behind not taking Cultural Olympiad money, I think, is very much to provide a sense of authenticity and legitimacy to the space as being one of criticality, and where artists and media producers and activists can come together in a sort of moment of like cultural social unity, where a depth of conversation can happen that isn't possible in a protest format, but is possible in a more dialogic kind of like cultural framework. And so the things that we've pieced together, both kind of the artistic interventions into the city coming out of Vivo, but as well the conversations happening within the space, are aimed at providing a cultural depth that would be lacking perhaps otherwise, because most of the institutions in the city are directly tied into the Cultural Olympiad, and part of the way that they've signed off limits their ability to be critical. I know different spaces like W2 and stuff like that have actually found ways to get around this, and really happy that they have done that. But in terms of the conversation at Vivo, hopefully just the initiary the initial decision not to take the funding will deeply inform the type of conversations that are happening and provide a particular type of legitimacy to the conversation that will attract people into this artist-run center that might not be attracted into the other centers that are more kind of aligned and tied in with the Cultural Olympiad.